Otakuology Podcast with Otaku Mike Engine Graves.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Otakuology Podcast. I'm your host, Otaku Mike. With me as always is my heterosexual life partner slash podcast host, Jin of the Graves, aka I call him Jin. How's it going, buddy? Yeah.
With their powers, they know how to unite.
Otakuology!
Teen Titans! Yeah.
But today we are talking about a movie that you picked. You gave me two options. One of the options was Steam Boy. And I was like, I'm not watching Steam Boy. That movie sucked. And I was like, you said, okay, we'll watch Night in the Galactic Railroad. Which I was like, okay, I've never seen that movie before. I've heard good things about it, I have to say. And we were like, okay, let's watch this movie. Well, what's that look for?
I feel like I'm just gonna grunt the rest of the...
So, I mean, this is a movie you picked. It came out in 1985. Oh. Did you know that?
I've never been more disappointed in myself than my last two picks for us to do stuff for the podcast.
Really?
Yeah. I told myself, like, all right, I'll give myself one more option, and if I pick a movie that sucks, I'm putting myself on the bench.
Like, so that means I get to pick the next movie, because you said this movie sucked.
The last two movies sucked.
Well, the only other one we watched was Jinro. The other one was like an OVA.
I know. That's what I'm saying, but I didn't pick the other one.
Sandland didn't suck.
Jinro and Night on the Galactic Railroad or whatever suck.
Well, let's get into this and let's talk about it, okay?
I think there's a reason why you didn't watch it originally.
Well, I don't know why I didn't watch it originally, but I've heard good things about it. So, like, it's like a high-praised movie for people who, like, really enjoy, like, anime films, I would say.
This wasn't that good. But I do have one thing to point out to you that I thought was pretty funny, fucking hilarious.
Well, do you want to talk about the movie?
And we'll get into it. Well, yeah. Well, it's about the movie. So, you sent me a message saying that the voice actor or voice actress for our cat, Giovanni. Blue cat, right? Yeah, our Giovanni. Blue cat right now is Ash Ketchum, right?
Yeah.
So what I thought was hilarious is that his name was Giovanni. Yeah. Because it's like, oh, well, now we got all the, like, from the very, like, first to the last part of Pokemon, you know? Giovanni, bad guy team Rocket leader. Ash, up-and-coming guy that goes against him.
Yeah, our two characters are Giovanni and Capanella is the other cat's name. Yeah. But let's get started talking about this. We'll get into the story. So our story starts off at school with Giovanni falling asleep at class. He's asked about what it is like the universe made of. He doesn't answer. Then Campanella gets called on, and he doesn't answer too, for reasons I don't really know. Maybe just to make Giovanni not seem stupid, I want to say.
See, and somebody said that in class, but I really think that was a lie. I think they were just both captivated by the astrological chart that was on there.
Maybe. Who knows? Who knows? But nobody really likes Giovanni. In his class, like, they all make fun of him for his dad being gone, and his dad's been gone for a long time,
and that was harsh.
It was harsh because they all, like, oh, you getting that fur seal coat or whatever it was? Like, they fucking dog on Giovanni so hard in this movie, and I was like, he doesn't deserve that.
But I mean, and we know what his job is, though. I mean, his dad's basically like an archaeologist or something like that.
And they talk about how, like, oh, his dad was like probably arrested for illegal fishing and stuff like that and whatnot. And I honestly think his dad just never came back and was like went out for a pack of cigarettes or a carton of milk and like just bolted. To be honest, that's what I got.
Originally, you thought that?
Yeah, originally I thought that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Persuasion change later?
Yeah, because somebody like talks about him at one point. But yeah, so they're going to go to like some kind of festival, but Giovanni has to go to work first. He ends up going to like it's like a printing place, and he goes to like get the printing blocks for these this paper that has to be typed up or whatever, you know, printed up, you know. He ends up doing that, going to the festival. The kids end up making fun of him.
He makes a Galactic Railroad nickel every time he does one page of stuff.
He made like 5 cents.
Yeah.
I was like, he did all that work for like 5 cents. I was like, man, they must get paid real shitty in Italy.
And I got my heart really hurt whenever he tripped and he dropped it the first time.
Oh, like, yeah.
Oh, shit. Now he's going to go through all that crap again and put it together.
Yeah, it sucks. It sucks because he's got to go buy some milk and I think sugar for his mom. No, bread and milk. Bread and sugar, I think it was he went to go buy after he worked. He went to go get milk, but there was no milk. And he goes to his mom, and we never see his mom. His mom is like in another room talking to him. So we never see it. We also know he has a sister as well.
We see the edge of her bed.
Yeah, she's ill and she needs her milk in order to make her feel better. Which I thought, like, in this, the mom was going to die or something at the end. Like, cause I thought the mom probably wasn't going to make it, but the mom makes it, you know?
Well, we never saw the sister. She was just brought up that made the stew or whatever that he ate.
Yeah, he ate like tomato soup or something. I don't remember what he ate.
It is what it looked like, tomato with potatoes floating in it. Yeah. I was like,
yeah, it did. But we see that, and they go to some kind of festival. I don't remember what the festival was called, but so I don't remember what the festival was called, but Giovanni goes, and Capanella is there with his friends. They don't really like Giovanni for, I don't really know the reason why nobody likes him. Like, it's weird. But he ends up leaving that.
I think it's just because he's different.
Because he's poor? Is it because he's poor?
It's just because he's different. Like, his dad's not around, and so they're thinking, oh, well, he's an easy target to do that too.
Probably.
You know?
Probably. But he says he's going to go hang out with Capanella, and he doesn't. He ends up going out to like this field, I believe. And this is where things get interesting. Like, this weird triangle thing in the air shows up, and then he ends up getting hit by a train. And I was like,
right?
What's going on? And he gets teleported into the train. And soon after that, Capanella shows up, and he's like, hey, how's it going? I was being chased by like his friends or whatever, and they almost got me, but I got away, type of thing. And so the whole thing in this movie is it's the two of them. They're obviously friends. I don't really get the sense at the beginning that they're friends.
I think they used to be friends.
Or they used to be friends, something like that.
Yeah, because whenever you're sitting there kind of watching like the dinner part where he's eating dinner and he's talking to his mom and whatnot, he is talking about Capanella and all that other stuff, but I really think he's just doing that to make it seem like he still has friends.
Yeah, because he seems to put everybody else before him, especially in his family, because he's working and whatnot to take care of his parents or his mom. His dad's not around, you know?
And I think he just wanted to do it so like she wouldn't worry.
Probably.
Because whenever he goes, oh, well, I'm going to go to the festival, you know?
Yeah.
Well, Not necessarily, because early on he does tell us that he's going to go back to work, you know.
Yeah.
So he just has to go pick up this milk, and it just
never didn't happen. Yeah, it didn't happen. Yeah. But the whole like rest of the story is them on this train. They're on the Galactic Railroad or the whatever, you know, and it's them going through different solar systems or constellations. I think it was different constellations that I didn't know they were going through constellations. I had to listen to another podcast to figure that out. I guess that just slipped my mind at that point.
I don't know if I even heard them bringing that up.
Yeah, because they mentioned like the Scorpius or whatever, and like the North Star and South Star and stuff like that.
Well, and I don't know if it was they were really going into these constellations or they were just going by these constellations.
They're probably going by them, not for sure.
So, because I do remember at the end there they are talking about, oh, well, Scorpio and...
Yeah, Scorpius and or whatever
Scorpion
it is.
Scorpion. Yeah. And
so.
He
burned so bright, he turned into a star.
Yeah, but it didn't really seem like there was ever like really... them going through anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just kind of weird because like we meet the one cat, the bird catcher guy. And then that was weird because he pulled out the stuff and he's like, well, this is the bird's stuff that I catch. And he pulls out, looks like a little dog bone almost.
Yeah, because it's like flattened bird and like breaks off and it tastes like candy, you know?
Yeah, so, I mean, like, that was weird. But we see him get off the train while the train is still, like, basically moving. And he's catching a few of these things.
Yeah, he's, like, catching them and throwing them down into his bag.
But then the rest of them just, like, hit the ground and, like, dissipate into... Yeah. It kind of looked like he was standing on, I guess, what we would think is, like, a star or, like, a moon almost.
Yeah, maybe.
Not the moon, but... You know.
Amen.
Yeah, but then they just disappear into that stuff.
Yeah.
And then he just like revivifies himself back onto the train. So.
Yeah. It's weird because at one point they get off the train and they go to like a train station where obviously people have been, but like all their stuff is still there. And they don't know why like all the stuff is there. But they go to like this door, and I like this scene. This is before the whole bird catchers thing. But the scene where they go open the door and they go down this really long staircase and it's just like stars everywhere, which I thought was really cool. And they end up back in a town. They go through the town and they end up in like a mine of some kind, which we've come to find out it's some kind of like prehistoric animal that's being mined for like diamonds or something. And they happen to find like a walnut or something. I think it was a walnut. And, like, they're like, oh, you found a walnut. These haven't existed for, like, 20,000 years, you know? And I was like, what the hell is going on? And then they happen to, like, travel back to the town that they were in. And it's, like, decayed, decrepit, you know, like, deteriorating. And they run back and they're like, oh, we just ran 12 or traveled 12,000 years into the future or past or whatever. And I'm like... What is going on here? I'm so confused.
Like, and then they fall asleep on the train, and the walnut slowly just starts like dissipating.
Yeah, yeah.
It is definitely a weird movie.
It is definitely like subtext behind a lot of this stuff, or like
I just couldn't get over that it was like the oh my cat face. Like they both had it the whole time.
Oh yeah.
And they were just sitting there, and I was like, oh, my.
So, yeah, and they go along, and they end up meeting some, like, more people. Like, they end up meeting, like, this blind guy who...
The train conductor?
No, he's not a train conductor. He, like, writes or gets messages from the train, people sending it from the train or whatever. or okay. to the train, I think it was. And there's one guy who we never get really fleshed out. He's like a evil, looks like an evil cat who like is basically, what would you call it? Like a crow of some kind? Would you say?
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Like, he like transforms into like this crow, and I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? Like some stuff like doesn't really get fleshed out in this, but we get towards the end of this. We're gonna like gloss over like what happens exactly. Like at one point, like they see like this big cross in the sky, and I'm like, oh, what's going on here? And that's the Northern Star, Northern Cross, whatever you want to call it. Then eventually they go on, they see the Titanic, eventually, and I'm like, whoa, why is there a Titanic?
How long did they see that? Was it just in there like for a flash?
It was like for a flash, you see like the Titanic sinking and it goes away.
Okay.
I
didn't see that part. I was like, yeah. What?
Yeah, it's like for like a flash, you see it. They don't ever call it the Titanic, but it's the Titanic basically.
Okay.
And we go on from there, and they end up like sort of learning more about the galactic railway or whatever you want to call it, the train that they're on. You know, odd things are happening, people are vanishing and whatnot, and they end up meeting like three other people. I don't remember what their names are, if they get names, but they're humans.
And the vanishing is getting on and off the train.
Yes, the vanishing is getting on and off the train, stuff like that. We meet humans. We find out it's a man and his two students, or like tutor. He tutored them, and they were on a passenger, a like liner for a ship, and it hit an iceberg. He tried to get them on the boats, and you find out he couldn't get them on the boats. So they're like, "Oh, I guess we're gonna go down with the ship."
Maybe that's with the Titanic.
Well, it was the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
Like they show it again, and it's the Titanic, yeah. And these three people die on the Titanic, and this is where we find out, like, okay, everybody on this this train is dead. Like you start to find that out, like things start to happen. You know, at one point we actually see heaven. We don't know if it's the true heaven, but we see heaven at one point, and they keep going and whatnot, and like eventually that like, those people leave and they go to like quote heaven, and they were like the south cross or whatever they call it, you know. Even cats go to heaven apparently. I wonder if there's a cat Jesus. You think there's a cat Jesus?
I don't know. I do know that cats don't dance though.
They don't dance, no. But so
you're like, is this guy quoting movies? The hell?
So we keep going forward. We find, like, I think...
Can we talk about the apple part?
Yeah, go ahead. Talk about the apple part.
That was strange as shit.
We'll talk about it.
One of the guys gets an apple, and he's like, hey, you want to share this apple? So then he, like, kind of like, I don't know, like, almost looks like he rips, like, the ghost of the apple apart, you know? And then now there's two apples.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, what's going on?
And then, like, you want to share this? So then they start, like, passing it around, and now everybody's got an apple and whatnot, and it's just like, what?
Or even before that, when the conductor comes around and asks for everybody's ticket, like, the one of the guys, it's foreshadowed in the beginning of the movie. He meets at the store, and he, like, drops his ticket. He's like, oh, I can't forget my ticket, you know? I can't leave without my ticket, you know? And everybody pulls out their ticket and rumbling around for their ticket. And Giovanni pulls out his ticket, and his ticket's different. His ticket can go anywhere he wants it to go, apparently. Which is odd. Even to true his is like heaven.
His is like this big green sheet of paper that's like folded open.
Yeah. And he doesn't even know how he got the ticket, but he's got the ticket. He got the ticket, you know? And so... Well, go ahead.
And I think he got his ticket because he's there like by supernatural means, not by death.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, we do, you know, as we're going on, we do find out about, you know, hey, he's had this friend that's here the whole time that he's known, and we find out that it's actually, you know, Petronella has basically died too.
Capanella.
Yeah, Capanella.
Yeah, well, we find out. Yeah, well, we can jump. We can jump to that. We can jump to that part. Well, we find out that. So he's Capanella starts running away. He's like, "Oh, I gotta go. Yeah, I gotta go see my mom." He ends up going through like this, like I don't say it was like a vortex or like a black hole, but he goes through something to get to her. And Giovanni is like crying. He's like, "No, Capanella, no, we gotta see this through together. We gotta go." And he ends up waking up, and he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna go get my mom's milk." He goes to get his mom's milk, and he basically runs into a friend after that. And he's like, "Oh, did you hear what happened to Capanella? He tried to help so-and-so, and he fell into the water, and we can't find him." And he's like, "Oh, what's going on?" And he starts putting two and two together. Like, Capanella has been dead this whole time.
Right.
Because at the beginning, you see him, he kind of like phases through like a window almost and kind of looks like he's climbing through a window and he's got a little bit of water on him. He's like, "Oh, I don't know how I got that water on me. Maybe I fell or something." And we find out that Capanella has drowned and, you know, he is going through the afterlife or going right to the afterlife.
Well, and we also get a pretty good timestamp on all this too. So however long it took Giovanni to actually get the milk and stuff, which I'd probably roughly say about 15 minutes or so.
Because they said he was under the water for like 45 minutes.
Right. So, but for Giovanni to know and all that other stuff. Yeah. So I'd say they've probably been riding the Galactic Railway for at least 30 minutes, but because of how it is, it doesn't seem that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they go through all these different areas and whatnot, and it changes from night to day at some points. But yeah, that's where we like, that's where like the movie ends, is we find out that that Capanella is dead. And Giovanni decides to like, I don't want to say become like a better person, but like stay like selfless and like just help everybody and try to be the best person he can be. So I kind of wonder, is Giovanni Cat Jesus?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No. What I really think that whole, like, the story part of it was, is we are getting it from Giovanni's point of view, but I think it was just so we would have this whole thing happen, and it was for him to be the witness for Capanella to move on, basically.
So why him? Why Giovanni? Why was he on the train?
I think in that sense, it was just probably like where it was. He was by himself, you know, he found the spot trying to get the milk, but it was from that old lady before, not the guy that he got it from.
The creepy old lady.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, we kind of get like a little thing almost like, because at one point I'm like, oh my God, is his dad a galactic traveler or something?
Oh,
and that's
yeah,
how
true.
We get all this weird stuff. So maybe it was just because they knew whoever it was that his dad kind of had been through being a world traveler. So it wouldn't be that weird for him to be that way.
Yeah.
Just on the Galactic Railroad instead of in the world. Yeah.
And they don't really even know where they're going on the railroad at some point. I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Like, they don't even know how they got there or why they're there. You know, it's very like interesting. Like, cause from what I heard, like this was like an incomplete story that was like just put out anyways. And apparently it became really popular. And
yeah,
it's like, apparently the beginning was written and the ending was written. So, like, there's a little, like, wishy-washy stuff in the middle, it seems like, where not a lot of stuff, like, gets, like, developed as well. It's very left, very, like,
this is very true. Can I make a comparison?
Go ahead.
Because I'll say this, and you'll be like, I could see that. Uh-huh. So I'm sitting there watching this, and I'm like getting flashbacks and stuff. I'm like, you know, the weird thing, this almost kind of seems like Over the Garden Wall, where it's like
kind of, yeah,
in like almost a purgatory sense, where it's
I
like, hey,
that.
where are we going and what are we trying to do?
Yeah.
But it came down, and what really made me think about it was the ticket, you know, where
the ticket. Yeah.
Yeah. Where Wart and Greg kind of were able to, like, one of them was able to stay and the other one was able to go back. Well, they woke up in a river, you know, coming out of it and whatnot.
Yeah.
And so I think that was also another thing too, that was whatever this kind of like gift was for that ticket for Giovanni, was he had the option what he wanted to do. You know, like, he could go.
The option to go.
Yeah. Stay? I mean, he had the option if he wanted to basically like go with Capanella. He had the option if he wanted to go back. He had the option to go with the people on the Titanic, you know, or, you know, all these different situations. He had options of kind of the, should I stay or should I go?
This is what you're theorizing, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
But the other thing out of that, did you get to go look at that thing that you told me to look at?
At the ending?
Yeah.
So isn't it at, correct me if I'm wrong, if you looked at it or not. Is it the letter that Capanella's dad, or no, sorry, Giovanni's dad wrote to Capanella's dad? Is that what it was?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It seemed like it was a letter that Capanella wrote just explaining why he was doing what he was doing.
Because he wanted to go see Galactic his mom. Road.
But I don't think it was a suicide thing. I think it was just like...
It was an accident.
It was almost like his memoirs of being his time on the Galactic Railroad.
Okay.
So if we would have had points where he was writing something, I would have totally been like, that's what it was. But we didn't really have anything like that.
Because when the podcast I was listening, because I was so confused after watching this anime, I was so confused. I went to go download a podcast just to figure out if anybody had the same experience I did. And they were like, oh, yeah, they mentioned that, like, oh, Capanella's dad got a letter from Giovanni's dad. So that's what I thought it was. And that's what they said it was. But you saying that it was potentially Capanella writing it is very interesting and puts a little twist on everything.
Well, and it's not in Giovanni's voice. It's in Capanella's. That's the reason why I say that, because, I mean, we heard Capanella's dad. Uh-huh. We know what Giovanni sounds like. I mean, how can you go wrong with, oh, it's Ash Ketchum reading, you know, this letter?
Yeah, it's Veronica but Taylor, you know?
Yeah, but it's Capanella's voice that's saying it. So for it to be the letter that his dad wrote, that Giovanni's dad wrote, I don't think so, because why would Capanella read that letter?
True. Okay, you know what I'm saying? I'll have to go back and look at it and see, you know, and whatnot. But yeah, it is a very like sombering ending almost to this movie. Like, it's a downer, I would say. With, I guess, a little upbeat, like to be the best person you can be. And one day you're going to see Capanella again in the afterlife, I guess.
Yeah. So, and the one thing that kind of rubbed me the wrong way about this is it really felt like it was a missionary movie. I mean, you know, we have the high crossway and the low crossway.
Yeah.
We have, oh, well, this is like heaven and you can go to true heaven and you can do this.
Yeah.
You know, but with stuff sprinkled in, like it was directed towards like kids, you know.
Yeah, it wasn't like beating you over the head with it, like, oh, you know, if you don't do this you're not gonna get into heaven type of thing.
Yeah, because I mean, well, and the other thing is, like, if a kid watched this movie,
I don't know if a kid would understand this movie.
I feel like, though, when we got to the end about, oh, well, Capanella fell in the water, I don't think they could string together and be like, oh, he died, you know. I don't think a kid could do that.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, it was just a weird movie. Like,
it is a weird movie, but I didn't hate it. Like, I didn't hate this movie. I thought it was a very interesting, like it was really interesting, like, like, it's not your typical anime, like, at all. Like,
no, it doesn't have, like, the art style stood out a lot. So it almost like The Girl from the Other Side, how that artwork, and it's a manga, it's totally different than every other manga.
Yeah, you know? And like looking at like just like parts of this manga, I mean, this anime, like there are beautiful shots in this anime. Like it looks really good for like what they had back then, like 1985. Like the hand, like it looked like there were like hand painted backgrounds and stuff. Like,
yeah,
it wasn't like a bad looking anime. Like it was beautiful and breathtaking at some points. I would say, you know, and it was interesting that apparently in the book they're humans, but in the anime they made them into cat people just for the hell of it.
Yeah,
which is funny.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, I like I said, I felt like it kind of like was strongly kind of like Over the Garden Wall, and at times part of it almost seemed like, which is why I said, you know, Giovanni maybe being like the, I wouldn't say messenger of death, but being like the envoy to lead Peccanillo. Capanella.
Capanella.
Piccolo.
He lead his soul to the other world, I guess you could say.
Yeah. But like Dante's Inferno.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
You know, it was, and I mean, even the color scheme, like, you know, and it was really weird how both of the cats were set off. We had one that was kind of reddish and we had one that was blue.
Yeah. He was and like every other pinkish purple color, I think he was.
Yeah. And every other cat was like regular normal cat colors. Yeah.
Yeah. And like this really, it had interesting pacing. Like it didn't like just jump you right in. And like it's like slowly built up the things and stuff. Like they took, I feel like they took a gamble making this, and I kind of feel like it did its job for the most part. It left me with so many questions, but like I was,
this is true.
I feel like it's like an onion. It has so many layers.
I really wanted to know where Capanella's father was like, oh, I didn't notice you there, Giovanni. And like they talk for like a split second. He tells him about the letter from his dad. And then he goes, invite the rest of your classmates over to my house tomorrow. And I'm like,
yeah.
Is this kind of fast?
I was like, your son just died.
Like, this is kind of fast.
Shouldn't you be grieving? He was like, oh, we're going to call it. Oh, it's so and so time. He's dead. Click. And I was like, Capanella's dad's a heartless piece of shit.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
See, and the other weird thing is it almost felt like how it started is almost how it ended. Like, we're one character less, but it was like, hey, well, that shit happens and you're just going to live your life. Because we didn't really see, like, Giovanni. There wasn't like a, oh, hey, you know, he came into like some kind of a money or anything to make his life better. It was just like we started, you know, he kind of had this crappy life and it ended with him kind of having the same crappy life. Went on this adventure on the Galactic Railway and, you know, found out like all this other stuff. And
I thought it was going to be like a grand adventure.
That's what I thought, you know.
I was like, oh, this sounds fun. And I was like, oh, we got something completely different.
Yeah. Or, I mean, I thought it was totally going to be like the Cat Returns or.
Yeah. That's what I thought it was going to be like too.
You know, like something like that. And it wasn't anywhere near like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was something else. So like, I obviously know you hated this movie. You said you didn't really care for it.
I did. I disliked this movie.
You disliked this movie. What would you give this movie?
What would I give this movie? I feel like that's a hard question in and of itself.
Okay, I'll go.
Okay.
I'll give it a 3.5 out of 5. I didn't think it was terrible. I really didn't.
See, And I think I'll go with the 2.5 because okay. I did enjoy it a little more than Jinro, even though I was confused about most of it.
Oh yes, I was so confused.
But if I sat down and kind of like cut it into pieces, and I was like, oh, you know, if you treat like every little like
thing that they went and did, vignette.
Yeah, like a little short or whatever.
Yeah.
With the same characters, then it kind of seemed like it was a lot more able to be understood.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was still confusing. After that, when you throw it all together and you're like,
ah.
But you know, like I said, I came out feeling like I watched Over the Garden Wall, even though we didn't really get an ending to it.
Sometimes I feel like this anime is more smarter than me. And I was like, maybe I just more don't smarter? Get it. No, it's smarter than me. Like, or I'm dumb. I'm just too dumb to get it, you know?
I mean, see, and I just felt like there was an underlying meaning that we just didn't catch. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't think anybody really catches it, because if you really, really think about it, and that this was supposed to be like a Christian geared like movie or something, I feel like there was a Sunday school class or something taught before this that we just fucking missed.
Yeah.
You know, like, because if we did that, we might understand it a little more. But I feel like we just fucking missed the entire class, because it's like, what is that supposed to mean? And what does this represent?
No, I do. I totally get it. So, like, you know, it wasn't like a total bust, I would say. Better than Jinro, I would say, which is... general. But yeah, I mean, anyways, we can wrap up this podcast. I feel like we've talked enough about this movie,
right?
I want to pick the next thing we watch.
You gonna pick a manga?
I don't know, we'll see.
You're gonna be like, all right, I'll pick a manga, and then you pick another anime from here, and then we'll see if you go 3-0 in sucky movies.
But anyways, guys, thanks for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We'll catch you guys on the next episode.
See
you next Tuesday. But remember to like and share the podcast. Tell your friends. That's the best way to help the podcast out. Thanks for listening. See you next Tuesday.
See you.